Thank
Wow.
you. Do it
All right.
again.
So, can we accept the minutes from the February meeting?
I move that we accept the minutes from the February meeting.
I second it.
All those in
All those
favor?
in favor?
Opposed?
All those opposed? It sounded like everybody said aye.
I'm just being super
Hi,
efficient.
Jeanette.
Okay.
Thanks for joining.
Hey, Jeanette,
We
we
just
did
accepted
crack
the minutes.
Perfect. Thanks.
Okay, and then we were just getting, we're going to get the librarian's report.
Okay, so I'll do it again. So we forgot to record for anyone that's listening, so we started again. I submitted the annual library part report. It is quite a task. We have another session of poetry and sound starting tomorrow. And what else to
Hey,
say?
Josh.
Hi,
Hey,
Josh.
Josh.
Thanks for joining. We've had such a lovely regular group joining us for story time. 2 to 4 kids and their families. And it's so fun to watch people get to know each other, to get to know the library, and to get to know the kids. And they, it takes a while to get to know a really little person, right? So I'm really enjoying that. And when I first started, there wasn't anyone coming for story time. So that is significant growth and super fun. And then I'll just say one more thing. I have really loved having groups start to use the library more when we are closed, that they can just use the whole space. And so we have this lovely baby group that they're not all babies anymore, but joining on Sunday mornings at a time that they love. So if you ever drive by and see that's what's going on,
I see cars all the time. I went, oh, have fun with
that's
that.
what's going on.
There's a party and I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday morning.
And the only reason you're not invited because there's no room. So it's just a great way to expand use. It's much like cribbage started, kind of when things were closed, and it lets people take over.
I have to say, as a member of the baby group, that a lot of those kids have gone to childcare now. And so we don't really get to see each other as frequently as we did when they were in our baby group. And so now it's just a nice little recurring weekly thing that we can do.
Yeah, and it's nice to say yes. So like cribbage, I think you all asked for that time, and this group asked for that time. So it's cool that people feel free to do that.
Nice.
Yay.
Terrific.
Okay.
That's what the library's for.
Yeah, it's lovely to have it. And there isn't another space that is a public free space where they can go really like that in town.
Okay, so the co-chairs report. We're going to elect officers, I believe.
Yeah, so we decided when we met with Amber that what we should put in our report this month is what we do every March trustees meeting is our new officers of the board. And so
And we could say congratulations to our elected, officially elected.
oh yes, thank you. Congrats, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Keep talking about it. Congratulations to yes,
Emma.
Emma and Megan.
Yay.
Yes, you're not filling someone's slot.
Great.
You've got your
Yes.
own
Okay. And
spot.
thank you for doing it.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank
My
you,
kids
Josh.
asked me, they said, oh, so were you elected? I said, well, I haven't heard otherwise, so I think so.
Okay.
Totally.
No
You should have
contest.
done an email.
Yeah. So anyway, so John has a while ago, a year ago, graciously accepted becoming president. Are you still feeling
Sure, yeah.
that
You're
way?
still
Check
feeling gracious?
Yeah.
And
President
Jeanette,
sounds like
also
chair, right? Okay.
graciously. Do you prefer that
Yeah,
title?
please.
He doesn't want to be president. He wants to be the
No, that has a
chair.
bad ring to it,
Yeah,
doesn't it?
he's the chairman.
Okay, the
Yeah, I like chairs. Chairs.
I remember clearly reading Stuart Little as a little one, and I remember clearly reading the word chairman. And in my mind, the picture was a man holding a chair. And I had that image for
For a
a
long
long
time. Yeah.
time.
The chairman.
So, Jeanette, my friend, so more than or a year or so ago, you graciously accepted to become treasurer. Are you still feeling graciously?
Yeah, John has made the job so easy. It's like, yeah, only because John has made had done so much to make it such a
You're here.
straightforward position. So,
Yay. Yay. And Megan,
Yeah.
how about you be remaining being secretary?
I would love to. Yeah.
Yay.
Doing a great job.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
So round of applause.
Yay. Thank you.
Okay. So I think our slate of trustees is approved, but we'll do it officially. All those in favor of accepting our slate of officers, I mean to say, officers of the trustees. John is president, Jeanette is treasurer, Megan is secretary. Say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it.
Well done.
That's our report.
All right, we're on to the treasurer's report.
Okay, last treasurer's
I was just
report.
going to say,
This is huge for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, last treasurer's report. And this is our last meeting chairing.
Well, I was just actually going to ask about that, so.
So the monthly report has not much new to it. We're still on track. And I think there were only what like only a couple of expenses. I think the internet bill and maybe some postage this past month. So not much changed. Still on track. And the part where we are creating
The story line.
a new fund with the town is also moving along. I'm starting to feel like I maybe say this every month, but it
You do.
seems like
It's great because I can just keep it to the same bullet point each
it's
week. We continue to be on track with spending against the budget, and the new fund with the town continues to be underway.
Yeah,
yes,
but
and
we're
so,
closer
but we're very close.
inch by inch.
Our goal now is that it will be operational in April. So
Okay.
hopefully by the
Awesome.
next meeting, we'll have a new one in place.
Great.
And is there anything you need to say about that now?
Maybe just a thank you to Ellie and Erica.
Yeah.
We met with them again, and Ellie had mapped out what the lines of this new fund will look like.
Yeah.
And it looks like the budget that the library trustees approved. Do you want to say anything else about that, since this is your
Yeah.
report?
Yeah. And so Ellie is going to create it, and we will meet with her again and get to give it a final look and but hopefully it will just be done and then we'll get to start using it. And so we need to then work on developing our procedures of how that happens. But luckily, Amber has been already submitting invoices to be expensed for the books and services line. So it will be very similar and we already have good communications and whatever. So,
She's been submitting invoices to the town
to the
already.
town
Cool.
for that's been happening for the last year and a
Year.
half or 2 years. That's it.
Cool.
So, it'll be a similar process. And the finance committee, which I wanted to talk about. Also, but the finance committee will work on creating those procedures and putting them on paper. And it will be part of a financial policy that we'll bring to the board that the board will approve so that everybody knows how it works and we can give it to the town office and they can so that it all will
That's
be
good.
clear.
That's good.
Until we have that finalized, we will continue working how we have been, which is that the treasurer, the trustee treasurer approves the spending on for anything in our annual budget. Anything outside of the annual budget gets brought to the board for approval. And then the finance committee maybe We could briefly see who wants to be on the finance committee for the next year or so. I don't know. The finance committee might find that it doesn't have much to do once we get all these things set up. And so maybe it just needs to be there to do that
To
and
help
then
create
dissolve.
the
But
systems,
so I assume Jeanette will still be on it as and I will still be on it. I will do that. But then Josh, are you feeling like you would like to still maintain if possible?
I don't think it's possible right now. My new job is just like overwhelming in terms of how much time it's taking. I wish I had less work to do, but that's not the case. So it's just I've had to really kind of let go of a lot of a lot of volunteer commitments. I quit coaching basketball at Guilford. It's been kind of unfortunate, but having money to live is nice. So I am happy to receive the wages that I get, and hopefully it'll start to die down. But right now, it just doesn't feel like that's going to be the case.
It's Richard. I was just writing you a note.
Okay. So we will have
We're just
one.
wrapping up the business part.
Hi,
So
Richard.
we'll just have the
Hi.
one. We have one more seat on that finance committee if somebody would like to join us. It's maybe not totally necessary, but it's, the more the merrier, right? So,
I'm terrible at finances, so you do not want me on this committee.
I would say the same thing about myself. I'm happy to like attend some meetings, but it's not a strength of mine.
That's okay.
But I can. It'll be good for you to have to explain things to me, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's sure. I think it's a good way to learn.
Emma, it is a good way to learn. I was the same. I said to them that, like, although a math person, I'm not a finance person. And I definitely feel like that I got to know a lot more about finances on the committee.
Okay. All right. Come in.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Emma. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Richard, we need to see more of your face.
Yes, we do.
Let's see. Oh, let me see if I can do
Moving
that. How's that?
There we go.
Yay.
You
Richard.
look
Hi,
Floridian.
everybody.
Hi, Richard. Richard, do you know everyone sitting around the table or
I don't
not?
think so. I know Johnny Boy.
Johnny
Hi.
Boy. And
I know.
hi, I'm Emma.
Hi, Emma. Nice to meet you. I don't think we've met.
Don't think so. And then on my other side is Megan.
Hi. Nice to
Hi,
meet you.
Megan. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And there's Amber.
Hi, Richard.
Hi,
Thanks for
I know
doing this
Amber. Yes. Hi, Amber.
today.
On joining you online is Josh
Hi,
and
Josh.
Richard.
We've met.
We've met.
Yeah. And Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. Oh, God, we go way back.
Yes, we do. Hi.
Hi. Don't you look s flashy?
This is one of Rick's that he was going to get rid of it. I was like, no, it's too cozy.
So, should we get started with the Richard section? Yeah, do you want me to?
Yeah,
Okay. So, Richard, first of all, thanks for being here. We really
Sure.
appreciate it. And several of us were remembering that this strategic plan that we currently have that is expiring this year, you helped us create. And so Judith's idea was, well, maybe we should have Richard come and help us reflect on, take stock. How did we do? What's our status now? And what did we learn? And I think our goal for tonight is really reflection more than setting new goals. We might come up with like general ideas, but we'll have a follow-up meeting in June with someone from the Department of Libraries to really nail down
Good.
specifically. But we were hoping you could help us reflect on us.
Yeah. Well, I thought Amber's report was wonderful, and
Yes.
you did a great job
achieving or coming close to achieving a lot of, the substance of the goal. So I applaud the library for that. That was a lot of, interesting and good work over the last couple of years. As I was thinking about it, I just wondered, and I'm just throwing out some thoughts that I've had. I just wondered whether the library's strategic planning might be more aspirational in regard to its goals, to think much bigger than we did 2 years ago, if that's when it was. And I mean, and just give yourselves the opportunity to really go way beyond what you think you can do, and then as be as expansive as possible, and then bring, with the guidance of a strategic planner, to bring it more into focus. It just seemed to me that, we had wanted, when I was on the board, we had wanted a new building, and we worked toward a new building, and that didn't work out. But and that was very aspirational. So that's one comment that I have to make, that I think that the trustees need to think much more aspirationally about what they would like. I mean, is it possible, like other small libraries have done in Vermont, to have a bigger space, to have more staff, to have more hours? And why isn't that possible in Guildford? So and so I was struck with that thought. I also was struck with the thought of doing a SWOT analysis, SWOT, and a SWOT analysis before you start strategic planning, and perhaps the facilitator of the strategic plan from the state will put you through it. But I've had success when I was doing this kind of work with SWOT analyses, and a SWOT analysis is S for strengths. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your opportunities? And what are your strengths? SWOT, strengths, weakness, opportunity, and threats. And that creates, describes the environment that you're working with, and that you use that to test your goals against. Will these goals, once you've sort of filtered the SWOT analysis. So the way I've done it in the past was you have a whiteboard, and then everybody has a piece of yellow paper, and you all put down, what do you think the strengths of the library are? And then what are its weaknesses? What are the opportunities, and what are the threats? And everybody is contributing to this process. And then you start taking some away or adding some, and what you're doing is that you describe, basically describing the environment in which the library operates, and in that environment you drop the strategic plan into. And so all of those environmental factors should inform the strategic plan. For instance, say you wanted to put in the goals that we want to have a new addition in 3 years. So what are the strengths that allow us to do that? What are the weaknesses that allow us, what opportunities do we have to do that? And an opportunity, for instance, would be, is there a grant in the state of Vermont that gives funding for little libraries that want to build an addition? And then what are the threats? Well, we saw what the threats are were to building an addition in town. There was a community that was feeling left out. There was a community that was opposed to an addition to the library. So I think a SWOT analysis would be very important to inform the strategic plan going forward. And the other important note that I have is the budget. When you're strategic planning, when I was working full time, and we were always doing strategic planning, I was always the person in the room and said, "Well, where does the budget come in?" Because every goal that you have, if you say we want to increase children's programming, okay, well, where's the money coming for that? And how do you get the money for that if it's not in the budget already? Because you don't want it to be in the plan unless you can fund it. So that's an extremely important aspect. And I don't know whether we did that back in what, 2023. So those are some of the initial thoughts that I had, and I hope that they are of service to you. Do you have any responses to those thoughts?
My initial response is that was awesome. That was really great, Richard. You really knocked it out of the park. I love the SWOT analysis idea for us. I think that that would be really helpful for me personally to do as an exercise, especially as a new trustee, to be like, well, I'm a patron of the library and I think that these are wonderful things that we're doing great. And then putting my trustee hat on, what could we do to improve it? Because I hear things from the community and people who have children who are like, we could do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, I note it in my head and I put it away. But, then I could maybe try to implement those.
And your piece about linking it to the budget, if we identify specific goals, make sure it's linked into the budget. And
Absolutely. Right. So
Richard,
if
I
other
really
words,
liked also that you're pushing us to be specific. I think it's one thing to say increase the physical space, but it's another thing to say, add 1500 square feet of usable space or something like that. I think that that pushes us in a direction.
And then you want to have a SMART goal, which is strategic, measurable, and measurable, achievable. What's the R stand for? Realizable and time sensitive. So that each of those goals that you do have to be strategic and measurable, like 1500 square feet or whatever it is. And that's what you need to do an analysis of each of the goals and make sure that they're SMART goals and these the SWOT and the SMART, they're not just poppycock. They really are effective. And I mean, I've been involved with organizations that have used those to great success. And the other thing is also to think about what I said first is to be aspirational. But going back to what you said, Josh, if you say it's 1500 square feet, okay, then where's the money going to come from? So then part of the goal will need an objective, right? And the objective would be to raise X amount of dollars to add 1500 square to the library within 18 months. So that makes it SMART and that makes it measurable and that makes it time sensitive.
Wow.
Well, I will say that programming, I think if you think about adding space, we have to have a reason why we're adding space and achieving programming goals. I mean, obviously, we're never going to have enough physical space to hold a large collection. We would like to have more room for our collections. But as we're increasing use of the building, I think we're starting to build a case that we don't have sufficient room for even the things we are doing, Zumbini and all the other classes that we hold. So I think we have more data now to justify why we need more space because of our increased programming. But as we're thinking about what's, just adding square footage, we also have to think about what do we want that square footage to achieve.
Right. But you just pointed out an opportunity. You just pointed to the data. So the data, someone would put on a yellow slip. Well, we have this data that suggests that we do need, we do need to build out. So th that's how it works.
Should we do that right now?
Well, you said you didn't want to. You didn't want to get into specifics right now. You wanted just to, how to, you wanted to think about how to go about thinking about it. That's where I'm coming in. That's where I'm coming from.
Well, I think one thing, Judith, you and Amber and I, one thing that we thought about, Amber, Judith, and myself, was bringing everyone together. One of the purposes to that is to give each trustee a moment to just say, from your point of view, how are we doing? And for you to be able to have a voice to, checking in and reflecting on this current strategic plan. So we
Yeah,
wanted.
I think that's a good idea. But if you're bringing the trustees together, I would also think that you could go through a SWOT analysis, which will, it can be fun too, but it also is extremely informative.
I think the main thing was making sure everyone has a chance to express themselves. That was the main thing.
I just want to clarify, Richard, are you saying you would want to be willing to engage in some SWOT analysis right
You know what?
now? No,
No,
or
I didn't
no?
say that.
Okay, just to double check, want to make sure.
No,
But
I
would you?
right now, no. I can't do it right now. I'm not
Okay.
prepared.
Fair.
I thought that this was just an advisory. I mean, you might be able to convince me I shouldn't put it in.
It is advisory,
Yeah,
yeah. And that's you're
I mean,
advising.
it's a process that you just don't want to come into. You need yellow slips and you need a facilitator to put the slips on the board and
Yes. And Richard, didn't we do that when we created this? I mean, I can picture you standing over here by the clock, and you had chart papers up, and we had post-its, yellow
yeah.
post-its.
Yeah. Right.
And so, which is good, not to say
Yeah.
we can't do it again,
Well,
but
we
it is
did, but
good.
we didn't do a SWOT analysis. We did. I was leading you through a strategic planning process without a SWOT analysis, which was what do we, what are your ideas about for each one of these goals that we developed? I don't recall talking about threats and opportunity.
No, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But
can I ask some questions about the strategic plan? We do this for ourselves, or is this something that is due to the town? Or do we share it with the town?
It's
Or is it
that's
just
for ourselves.
and
It's not
for
required, I
a
think.
3-year cycle? Is that?
Well, it's not required of us, is it? I've never thought, I thought
I
it
think
was
so.
us trying to be professional and
Yeah.
organized
Yeah.
and do a good job
Yeah. Okay.
and be accountable because we're
And
elected.
I think that this in 2023, we essentially took our one that we had spent a lot of time on and we just kind of tweaked it
And we
and
updated it.
updated
There was a 5-year one before that, I
yeah.
think, and then a 5-year one before that.
So we can have as many goals as we want.
Yeah, if it's
Okay.
not, we're not
Okay.
set in stone the template.
Okay.
And I think one thing, Richard, you helped us with that I remember, you helped us distill. We
Yes.
the strategic
Yeah.
plan got more specific and distilled down.
Yeah, and that's the point of a strategic
Yes.
plan, so that it's very specific and it's very and it's achievable and measurable.
Yeah,
Yeah.
measurable.
And
Yeah.
I it does doesn't the state require that there's a there's an annual plan for the library? I seem to recall that.
There's a library report that Amber just submitted.
Yeah, I'm not aware that they ask for a plan. They
Okay.
do have an annual report where we give all kinds of stats about things,
Okay.
but there's no requirement for a plan that has been asked since I've
Okay, but
been.
but the strategic plan certainly helps you with that
Oh my
creating that.
gosh. Yes.
The other thing
Yeah,
that it,
it's really
the
helpful.
other aspect of a strategic plan is important is that it helps you with fundraising because you're going to be asked by either an individual donor or a foundation, what is your strategic where's your strategic plan that is usually required to accompany a proposal. For instance, if you were asking to build an addition, you'd certainly want to be able to show that you had a strategic plan that had an addition in it.
Well, and Amber's been using it to frame her monthly librarian reports.
Right.
That's really great. Yeah. And it's also great for the town to know we have it. And it's on our website, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a good guide, and it's provides transparency about what are we doing, and it helps us stay on track. Your words, Richard, on track.
Yes, we're on track. I bet John says that every once in a while.
He says it every month.
Every day.
Every 2 weeks,
Every time we
because
meet.
it's true.
Yeah. You taught us how to be on track.
Yeah, no, a strategic plan is very, very worthwhile. A strategic plan that's tied to the budget. It's telling you where you're going. It's what's your
Yeah.
strategy. But I think the trustees need to think bigger and have come up with bigger goals. And then even, if you just start out with bigger goals and then whittle them down to something, because you're sitting in this little room in this little library. In this children's room, and it's not, it just struck me that's not ex absolutely necessary in this, in 2026. That if you look around Vermont, we see little towns building beautiful little libraries and li additions to them. And they've gotten a lot of money from the state and from the town, because they've had a goal to, that they wanted to reach, and they did.
It's open our thinking. I
What?
think that open our thinking. It's
Yes.
you want to really Katie Buckley, remember when she was here? And she said to us, don't be afraid to dream big.
And that's what you do with a strategic plan, as long as it's a smart that it has, as long as it's smart,
Right. It's
SMART.
and achievable.
My feeling about the plan that we have, this last one, historically, we were feeling like we had the wind knocked out of us. And it was really hard for us to pull our energy together to figure out how to go on.
Yes,
So,
I remember that. We were kind of defeated and we wanted to be small because we had
yes.
been struck down.
But now we've got the power.
You got it.
Nice. Judith feels empowered.
Hope is alive.
I know that was really good. I was wondering if it would be helpful to say a couple limitations that I felt when trying, when looking at the goals of
Yeah,
that's
that were increasing programming, so I think if there was a goal to increase more, we would need more staff to accomplish that. And it's certainly been terrific to have Matt as our what is his title?
Summer camp coordinator,
Well, it was something
education
else like
coordinator.
school age programming coordinator. I think
Yes, for school.
Kathy was thinking bigger when she gave the
Yes.
name, right? And he has been doing after school programming, but he doesn't have quite enough hours to accomplish any more than he has. And same, Leah does a lot of our adult programming, just doing the adult book group, which takes an awful lot of work every month. But if there was a goal to have an author reading series, or I'm seeing these other goals here, we would need to find a way to have staff to accomplish that. Because I think for the library director, it was incredible that you added 12 hours to the job when I started, which was, a really significant increase. I think what that increase did was allow the person to actually have enough hours to do the job. And I think Kathy was always working more than she had. And I ha try not to do that, just to make it clear what can be accomplished in that amount of time. So it's always just made a big leap in the hours of the staff for 12 hours. But if there are these increase goals and even in a larger space, I think there would need to be more staff, or at least more hours, not necessarily more hours for the staff that exist, but I when you see models of other small libraries, you often see more than one library assistant, or you might see a programming assistant that works year round and not just in the summer. So if there was a larger space that you could have more programming in, it could not be accomplished by the staff that we have
So it's
right
a
now.
double need
Yeah, it's
that's
definitely.
really connected,
Yeah, and
space and
if you
staff.
really wanted to, well, I'm always thinking about doing it well. If you wanted to do it well, and if you wanted your current staff to not burn out trying to accomplish the goals. I am part of this solo librarian-ish cohort right now, and I will say that we are in a much better place than other really small staffed libraries. But burnout, when you're doing the top to the bottom, and there is you're in a space where there's no private, there's no office space. You can't like get a volunteer and then like go
Go
away,
to the
because there's
different,
nowhere to go away to unless you go home or you go outside. And so I do go home to like the library lunch date thing that I'm doing. I have to do it from home because the library's open then, and there's like I could go in the
I was
bathroom.
going to say, what's wrong with bathroom?
There's no, yeah, I would, I then the bathroom wouldn't be available for half an hour. And the basement, I think we've joked about the basement, but it's really not a, it's not intended to be used in that way. So yeah, those are my thoughts about the limitations in accomplishing this particular plan.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
So that kind of thinking has to go into the creation of a new plan. What
yes.
what is feasible.
Should we go around and people just have thoughts about where are we, and as we start to kind of bring this all together and think about future?
Should we start with the online people so we don't forget them?
Can I start? Can I jump in?
Go, please, Josh.
I was struck because I think, Richard, you're 100% right. We need to be expansive. We need to think big. And I also just want to acknowledge that I think sometimes when, if we say increase accessibility of the space, I am truly impressed with the focus that Amber has committed to that goal in doing things that, she's not out there putting a wheelchair ramp, but she has worked to increase the accessibility of our website. Little things like that, I think, are really important as we delve into more goals. We want them to be smart. We obviously want to attain the goals, but I really appreciate the sort of creative energy in which we take on improvement of the library in ways that are possible given our resources, our time, our bandwidth. I think so I'm just gonna give a round of applause to Amber in that regard, because I do think that that's such a fantastic thing to take a very expansive goal of increasing the accessibility of the space. And we could, and we have had meetings in which we have focused on how we haven't met the goal of accessibility. And I think it's important for us to acknowledge that we've met goals that in that goal of accessibility, we've done things. I'm saying we, I'm because I do that thing where I take on Amber has done amazing work. We have really thought about ways in which we could increase that accessibility absent, a new wheelchair ramp or widening doorways and all of those things, I think, which it's really important to just note. I've long believed that we should be pragmatic, because pragmatism as a philosophy is underutilized, and everyone now believes that it's stoicism that you should sort of navigate to. But we have a giant meeting house right next to us, which is available, and due to the conversations with the Guilford Historical Society, would be a space that I think that we should consider, that it is right there, and it would increase our physical space, and it would be a measurable outcome, which would not cost a lot as we think about our budget. So, as we discuss our goals for the future and kind of reflect on the previous goals, I just wanted to make mention that one of those goals, and as an example, I mentioned that meeting house. One of those goals, hopefully, is informed by sort of a pragmatic approach that is uses what we have available to us, which is not much, but we do have a committed community, and a lot of really passionate volunteers. And so I do want to kind of just think about those things, and also say I agree with Amber that we really do need to be aware of burnout, because we want to continue to have a fantastic library director that does think of those things that are creative solutions, and has the time to do that.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Josh.
Jeanette, do you want to unmute yourself?
Yeah, I'll try. I really appreciate Amber's comments linking a goal of increased programming to the realities of how you carry that forward. That requires more staff time, more staff. I think that kind of reflection is really important for the trustees to take into account, because it's easy to say, oh, more programming, without thinking through the implications of that and the resources that require. So, Amber, shout out to you for thinking that way. I do think that ultimately, to serve the community, we need to have a larger space. And I would encourage, and that's a whole other conversation of itself. But I think one of the things we learned from the last iteration is getting the community involved at the very ground level to throw out ideas, to talk about what their visions are, as opposed to kind of on the back end saying, hey, we have this great design, sign on to it. So I think making sure that we are very community forward facing and any future initiative is important. And that can be a little uncomfortable because there were naysayers last go around. But I would hate for that experience to make us hesitant to really get out in the community. And piggybacking what Josh said, we've got the meeting house. Could we even think about adding a second level story to the town office? I mean, there's lots of other paradigms besides this building that might offer creative solutions. So I'm thinking, echoing Richard saying, let's be visionary as we think about this.
What is the
So,
feasibility of having the library in the meeting house?
well, we have that architect's report from a couple of years ago. One of the challenges is that the only property, the only land that the meeting house owns is what it directly sits on. I think there were some concerns about whether or not it would be strong enough to support the weight of books, but maybe, so I could dredge up that old architect's report about it. They didn't feel it was feasible, but it's we could relook at that.
But if it
Okay.
wasn't used for books
But for
and used for
programming, yeah.
programming,
Right.
but the problem was infrastructure of there's no insulation, there's no proper heat, no blah 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 blah
Right.
blah. So
Right.
this is huge investment.
Yeah.
But I think the issue was weight.
I think the
Yeah.
other thing that I read, because I read that recently too, was that in order the expense of changing it to a space that was usable, and then the worry, I don't know if worry is the right word, of changing the space to make it appropriate for programming that would no longer make it feel like a meeting house
Right.
anymore. The seating in the way that it is,
High ceilings would be very
the high, the sound would be really
and
challenging.
parking.
And it wouldn't solve anything for parking. But
The
it would
issues of
be
parking.
I could find that again and send
I
it to
have it. Yeah.
that would
Okay.
be
Yeah, you can send it out. Yeah, and that's
okay.
why I was looking at. I actually went to the town office one day, went up on the second floor, just poking around in there, saying, "Well, how feasible? Since you are, it's always less expensive to build up than it is to break new foundation." So, just thinking.
Right.
In
You're
terms
thinking. You're thinking. We're thinking big here. We're.
Yeah, we're thinking that. So one question I have, building on Halloween, programming that the pews work. So like authors groups, there are certain things we do that space as
Yeah,
is.
I've wondered about have you seen silent reading groups be a thing? And
Yeah.
we have a lot of patrons that don't want to have a program that involves a lot of
Talking.
talking or engaging, but they might want to be with
Sort of
other
like
people.
parallel reading.
Yeah, so you come together in a really cool space. It was so cool to be in there for Halloween because some people hadn't been in there, and parents, and you could just see them be like, "What?" So
Those
that was,
pews are so uncomfortable.
they're really uncomfortable. It was for a short amount of time.
That's the key, if it's not prolonged through.
But again, if there was going to be programming in a separate space, it's challenging with the staff that we have. Yeah, but we have programs or other groups that do things without us, and it works sometimes.
Well, I think that Amber's point is that if you're going to increase programming and increase, yeah, the two go hand in hand. If you're going to increase space, increase programming, you have to increase staff, which means increase the budget that we get from the town. And that we have to be aware that that's a real lift. Yeah, because we have to convince townspeople that this adds value, and people get upset about putting money aside to buy a new pumper truck. So there are some political realities to this, to expanding
Right, and
everything.
there's your threat
Yeah.
and the SWAT.
Right.
Can I ask a question about like if the and I'm what if we were to sell the library building as a way of raising funds to build a second floor in that,
In the
town
town
office building?
office.
Is
Yeah.
that foreboding? Is that something that we, would ever
And
Is it possible, I guess? Like,
at
or do we have a charter that says we can't?
the town owns the building, so that I guess the select board could decide to sell the building.
I think I want to show my bias here, but and I know we're not here to argue ideas or whatever, but I think one of the values of this limited building is it's in a village setting, and there's this, we have the official village designation, and that within this setting, summer camps, like it really
They're so rich.
works,
Yeah, it really works.
and story time, because we move outside and we're here in the village. So I just want to, I don't want to lose that hold of
Right.
that.
I mean, the other thing that's really special that other towns don't have is this has been the physical location of the library in Guildford since it has been a physical, since there's been this organized library, and people come in and they think it was a house or something before. But other towns, they have moved around, so there's not quite the same
Public
connection
identity.
to the spot. And I will, and Emma can echo this too, our closeness to the Weeks Forest for camp has totally shaped
And the placecape.
how, and the placecape, how summer camp happens, and it's kind of what people love.
I don't think the
Oh, love.
camps would happen
And
because
the
there's
same.
not like we don't ever
Yeah.
really come inside this
Yeah,
building,
well, because
right?
there's not,
Because there's
yeah.
not space.
But smallish groups,
But
right?
also
Smallish
people
groups, yeah.
want to be like, it's a draw when you we
Right, it's a draw.
advertise of being outside. Yeah,
I
it's
think
interesting.
this is all a great conversation, and I would think that if as step one of having debating library expansion would be involved in the community, exactly this conversation. What are the pros and what are the pros of staying in their location? What are the pros of looking at a different location? Because there's going to be compelling voices for all kinds of options.
Absolutely.
And I do want to say I was just kind of rambling there, and I mentioned the meeting house because it's been in my head, and I've haven't been at meetings and wanted to mention it. But the thing that struck me is that I really wanted to point out again, a lot of this is just to give kudos to Amber using our strategic plan, because increasing the physical space is not necess isn't necessarily possible. But what did she do? She got new benches for outside and tables, and that does increase the space. And so I just, kind of want to say that like this strategic plan of ours is so helpful. And I think that as we come up with our new one, I'm just excited about what we end up coming up with, because even the big ideas, we see movement, even if they're not like the things that you would associate kind of the we've made progress, which I just want to again acknowledge that that's really a fantastic thing.
Yeah, I think our goals have served us really well. The foundation that was laid of creating this has been visionary and helpful and had concrete results.
Yeah, I think it's a very good strategic plan, and I think that the way that Amber has reported on it shows that it's successful. I would just advise that in the next strategic plan, you go bigger.
I'm wondering if there are other trustees who want to pipe in.
I do. Yes. I
Good.
had a lot of ideas
Good.
to pipe in. Well, mainly when Jeanette was talking about how to, like how she acknowledges that you would need more space to do more programming, and not just that, but more staff. Then involving Jeanette's idea of also including more community members in that to be like, and hey, if you're ever looking for volunteer opportunities at the library, we have opportunities for those. And also utilizing high school students for staffing of like low, low stakes, not like you need to be here and you need to be on a payroll, but like if there are volunteer opportunities for them to be around and like, with programs that specifically need that. I don't know, just something to think about. And then, as a parent who uses this space, in Josh's acknowledgement of all the awesome accessibility things that Amber has done, I only started using it like when Orvidia was 3 months old, and now she's almost two. But, Laura and I sat here and we're just hanging out and having story time and in that way, which is such like a one-on-one lovely connection, which really people need, for parents and stuff. And like the village really made me be like, oh, yes, that's how people, when they talk to me about the library, they're like, Guilford is just so unique and awesome in that way of like feeling like you're in somebody's house and sitting on the floor with these awesome chairs that actually have back support for the parents. And I guess like some other things that I'm thinking about, like this chair, if this was a rocking chair for nursing or something, or I've seen babies like fall asleep here and then need to be like put onto one of the cushions or onto the floor or something. That's just something to think about. And I have access to some things through working at the Village Closet, getting free stuff from the children's, resources we have around. And also Amber and I have talked in the past about getting a, I don't know if we could do the like build-in one, but the potty
The
seat
potty seat, there's
to
no
make it.
lid for the built-in one,
Oh, right. There
right?
is no lid.
Yeah. That was like, do you know what?
Oh, I think
Oh
there is one
my
that has a lid.
no, but our toilet does
Doesn't.
not
Oh,
have a lid.
yeah, I see.
Yeah.
So there's no screw thing.
Right. Yeah. It
But
doesn't.
those are easy to change out. Toilet seats
I don't
without a
know.
lid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's like nothing. I could do
Yeah.
that.
Doing something like that, or just in the meantime, I've been keeping my eyes out at the
For a
closet
little.
for just a potty seat
Yeah.
cover that
Thank
just
you.
shrinks it for tiny behinds. And I have not heard, what you guys were planning when it comes to accessibility for wheelchairs and strollers as well. Whenever I think to complain about my stroller life, I'm like, imagine being in a wheelchair, because that would just be, I would go crazy with like the accessibility issues of not just our town, but our larger towns around,
Yeah.
everywhere on Main Street. You're like, oh,
They're
I
very
can't get in.
similar issues,
Yeah, like you have to get in
both.
a back doorway or something
Yeah.
like that.
And curb cutouts and stuff.
So
Yeah.
many things. And
Yeah.
then the doorways, which I didn't
Yeah,
even
door
consider
frames.
when I was
Yeah.
gonna like float this idea, which I'm sure has been floated before. But now that we have the new back stairs, doing the ramp that extends along this wall here, I don't know, just having a long ramp that would like cut out, we could cut out, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
In the
yes.
parking lot, so then the ramp, you would come in from there. And what if we had a path that connected the front door to the back door? Because we don't even have that now. You have to go and walk on the road, and then just things to think about. Those are my main
Yeah,
thoughts.
thanks to think
Thank
about.
you. Yes. And I love story time also, but frequent complaint is 2 p.m. my toddler's asleep. And I'm like, totally, but that, when
But
I got,
we got that at 11 a.m. We got
we
that
got that
at
at 12 p.m.
10 a.m. We got
And
that at
then
seven
that's what I tell people. I
o'clock.
say, hey, you're never gonna
Any
catch me.
time we pick is never
Never the
ever
right.
ever.
Yes. So that, and then my other thing I was going to say is, I'm trying not to get comparative, but Dummerston's library's children's room, whew, the grant. I mean, I went in there, I said, there's some crazy stuff happening in here, and it looks awesome.
Well, have to go. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yes.
Have to go.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
If you haven't been, just go and get some eyes on it, the children's room
Just this
specifically.
past year, they got a grant and expanded and added a children's room.
And now it's part of the community center
Yes.
because that just was voted on at town meeting.
Yes. I think it's just
The
called like the
Dummerston,
Dummerston Library and Community Center now, rather than
no.
Lydia
Dummerston
Taft.
Center? East, I think it's in
East
East
Dummerston.
Dummerston.
Okay.
Yeah, East
Yeah.
Dummerston.
Yeah.
And
What was cool about
East
that
Dummerston School.
is they had the community, they had the space already existed,
Yes.
right? And they were able to
Yeah.
take it over and they got this great grant. I mean, it was
Yeah.
over $50,000,
And
so
they
maybe
used
more.
that to increase staff too,
And they also have a
which was using grant. So that's like another I don't know, another possibility we could look at if we're
Right.
I would definitely advise putting into the strategic plan to get the resources to hire a grant writer, because that's how all these other libraries in Vermont, I mean, there were millions and millions and millions of dollars that went to libraries, and it takes a lot of time, and there are people who do this for a living.
Yeah.
I think just to add to that, especially when it's about a building, that's when it's really complicated. And really, like Kathy and I have done small grants, for a little bit, like furniture, or like we get a grant for summer camp that does, that we get every year. But when it involves space or staffing, it's
It's a
a
big job. It's a big job.
We have some really community-minded grant writers in our town.
Yes, and we've had contact with one of them, and we almost hired Jed Bloom, who's professional.
Must have been Maggie Bowen,
Yeah, Maggie, we
right?
had contact with her about another grant. Yeah.
Well, yeah, she gets.
But yes, there's resources. But I was also going to say about your volunteer idea, which we've of course used volunteers, but we would need a staff member. I know what it takes to
That's
help
a lot of work.
manage volunteers.
And I'm also thinking that wasn't even occurring to me that somebody would need to manage the teenager, you know.
Or just anyone. Well, it's just anybody to teach them the job and stuff. So
Totally.
And also, I feel repetitive, but when you're in a small space, adding another person working in that space when there's is really tricky, because
Is that
especially if they're learning, they you it there was another there was a library director this week that was talking about how adding staff and volunteers, depending on how it works, sometimes actually is a negative of the time, and there's always like this training amount of time, but our space is so interesting. It's very tricky to work together with someone and not be drawn into every conversation.
Yeah, your desks are literally right next to each other.
Well, and there's no door to close to say, I'm gonna go do this. You know what I mean? So it's it's interesting.
Let me ask this while I'm here, because I want to leave soon. But is there any I hope I've been helpful, and I wonder if there's anything else that I can advise on, or whether I just have I been helpful to you, and is there any other way that I can be helpful? Because
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, you've been helpful, definitely.
Where did you learn all of this stuff?
As he was a professional in the field.
Richard, could you please slowly say what the SMART goals stand for? I have it here if you would like to see. Strategic, measurable,
achievable.
Yes. Relevant. And time bound. Speaking of being time bound, you don't want to keep
Everybody
people.
knows me. I mean, well, those of you who know me from old library days, I am time bound.
Okay. Richard, thank you so
Thank you
much.
very much.
Yeah, and I would be happy to help out again. I don't really want to. I'm really retired, and but I would be happy to advise or join a meeting sometime. But I really, so I would just leave you with these thoughts. I think that you should do a SWOT analysis, and if you're having a lib someone from the Department of Libraries come to help you with the strategic plan, request that they lead you in that, and that you think big, much bigger than this plan, and then whittle it down. Start, with a very high expectation, I call it aspirational, and then tailor it down. That you make sure that the goals are SMART goals, that they can be achieved, and also that they're constructed with objectives. So when we did strategic plans in my organization, the strategic plan would be pages and pages and pages long, and they always had, here's the goal. And then here are the objectives, 1, 2, 3, 4, of how to achieve the goal. So, and the goal, the objective is how to explicitly describes how the goal will be achieved. And then it should also be linked in. I'm just repeating myself to sum up, but the budget, because there's no sense saying that we want to build a building if you can't identify where the money is going to come from. That's just an example.
And the need for why we would need it.
And the other thing I would really, really stress, I mean, we went through this when I was there, but we did have a consultant for the building project that we paid a lot of money to, and I thought he did a very good job. Unfortunately, the whole thing was, put into the toilet. But there are people out there. The town did fund that person, and and maybe we now need to look again. You need to look again at getting somebody who can write proposals that will make you, I'm struck by how many libraries in Vermont got all this money, these tiny libraries, and they're twice the size of what they were, both in collections, in programming, in building space. And I don't think that there's anything that should stop Guilford from doing that. Of course, going back to Jeanette's point is getting the buy-in and the involvement of townspeople.
For sure. That was our missing link.
Yep.
Thank you, Richard.
You're
Thank you so
welcome. It was a pleasure to be
much.
with you, to see you again. And I love the Guilford Library.
Well, we
We
love
do
you.
too.
And when do you come back? In May?
No,
April
April
26th.
22nd. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Earth.
Enjoy the sun.
I will. Today we just today I'll just we had a big thunderstorm here, and I was watching it from where we are, and it was just amazing to see this huge storm roll in over the Gulf of Mexico. Made a huge thunder and lightning storm. It was quite amazing.
Wow.
And are you in the same place where you always go?
Yeah.
Yeah, remind me which key you're in a key, right?
Longboat Key.
Longboat Key. Okay. Yeah, wonderful.
Well, why don't you come down and we'll have a strategic all you come down here, we'll have a strategic planning session
Easy, no
on the
problem.
beach.
We've got a lot of work done.
Thank you so
Okay.
much.
Good
Thank you,
luck.
Richard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
Thanks, Richard.
don't hesitate to get in touch with me again.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Richard.
Absolutely. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
That was helpful.
Awesome.
That's good.
My mind was blown. So for our minutes, I'm curious if I should write things like I put, some major bullet points from his facilitation of our conversation, but I don't think I'm going to be like X, Y, and Z. We hope to float X. Like,
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm even making
we're
sense.
just
Or
no,
like,
you were
Megan
just
Boyce
getting there.
says she
Getting
wants a ramp.
no,
Like,
no,
things like
you
that.
were catching big ideas,
Yeah, or
and I think
something.
that's where we are.
I was
Yeah.
laughing. That the sound I made was laughing.
I was like, Josh has something to say. Yeah, it's okay. I think I'm just gonna say, in summary, trustees raised ideas and voiced opinions ahead of our meeting where we will iron it out later.
I think it's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this was meant to kind of just give us a sense of where to from here. I think Richard gave us some pretty strong, clear ideas. That's good.
I'm trying to figure out how we can make a larger forum for the community.
Yeah, I'm wondering
We
too,
did that
because
at one
we
time
did.
about
Yeah.
15 years
Yeah, at
ago.
least once, if not twice, but
I
yes.
think
Yeah.
twice.
Oh, right, with
Yeah.
the visioning the League of Cities and Towns or somebody,
Well, I think
or
it was,
the
what's her name from the Department of Libraries?
Amy Howlett.
Yeah, Amy Hallett. You have so good at remembering her name. Amy Hallett, I think, and let us in. It was very good. And we did, I think we had maybe two or three sessions at different times of the week that would work for different people. And we purposefully tried to get different constituencies. And that was good.
It was really
Yeah, that
good.
was good. We just
So,
need to do it again.
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Set a slew of, it's a campaign basically for community input.
well,
I'm
sorry.
sorry. Thinking when we met with John Sococha, the architect, this initial fee was really three separate community engagement meetings. The first one, just gather ideas, draw something, come back, say, here's what I drew. What do you guys think? Get more feedback. And then not until the third workshop have any kind of real plans. So I think I was really struck by how he in particular thought of it as a community engagement campaign. So it was not about drawing a building at first. It was really about getting the community to talk about what they wanted to see in a building. So I think
Well,
there are
I
people
think
out there who can help us with that.
definitely. I think we're before that.
Yeah.
I think we need to just pull in the community.
Yeah.
And here we are in this little space, and we're working with it. And we have lots of bubbling energy with new ideas for programming, which we just can't do. And but it, we're your library. Tell us, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about your library?
Are you thinking about this like in order to make our strategic plan, we get input from the
I think that
community?
would be very important
Yeah,
to
it's
do
actually,
that
I
as
hadn't even
part
thought
of
about
the,
that. Yeah, I hadn't even
would
thought
be
about that.
helpful.
I was thinking
Yeah,
about
that's what I
I was
meant.
thinking about the building. But yes, I think you're right.
I have two questions. One, if somebody just moved here in the past, 2.5 years and didn't know anything about the library ahead of then, what happened? I'm sort of just gathering context clues. There was an architect and a contractor. Were there plans underway? And was the town like,
We
we
went.
should do
There was a
that?
vote. It's it just
It,
it
it
was
as,
very bitter.
as part of the plan, yeah, we had moved along that
We
road
had a planner, right? We worked with an architect.
and we
You
had, so there
explored
are,
this building.
yeah, and so they created designs, but as part of the funding for it, we needed to get a bond, have the town take out a bond. And so that was a vote that happened that was
At town meeting,
at town meeting. That was
passed with
was
this.
approved.
It was
It
a
was approved
it
with
was
small margins.
the year of the vote was, I think, 2020.
Oh,
It was when we didn't actually, it
it was a
was,
bitter year.
so it wasn't a town meeting
It was the
discussion
beginning of
vote.
the
It
pandemic.
was Australian ballot vote.
Oh, that's
And it
terrible.
originally passed, but then some people petitioned to have a special
Revote passed.
revote, and it did not, and it was defeated on the revote, and in both cases by not a very big group.
13, I
And
think. What a bummer.
some like negative stuff on
Yes. Oh, it
Facebook,
was
and
disgusting.
And
it was really
the
disgusting.
Commons, which I don't subscribe to anymore because they completely misrepresented the entire project and said that it would cost the town of Guildford $1 million, which was absolutely
They
inaccurate. It
were
was going to
misinformed.
cost $250 per family, right? Per year.
It was a $200,000 bond that, yeah, would yeah, it was like $2.50 a year for an average house.
But what we learned from it, trustees, that we didn't do enough. We didn't do enough for buy-in. We just didn't.
What if,
We just didn't.
wait, sorry, no, that's too late. I was gonna say, if we had something at the Guildford Fair to be like, come talk to us about our library. What happened with the suggestion box? Did you get anything at town meeting?
I got one thing.
Dang it. What did it say?
Your table looks great.
Was me. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't me.
We did do, and we have for the last 2 years done an annual survey, which was online so that anybody could get to it. And I pumped it more on the website, on our website this time, like made a big thing. And so I can send that. I sent it to the co-chairs, but maybe not to everyone. There are some lovely things, and so
Which
can
those
send that
are
to you.
patrons, our subscribers,
the newsletter,
the survey.
Survey was, I put it on the library website, I put it in Front Porch Forum, I put it in our email newsletter.
Okay, so it would be
We had paper copies here
newsletter.
in the library as
Maybe I
well.
did fill it out.
I think you did, Megan. Yeah.
Yeah,
Pretty sure
okay,
you did.
I did.
I'm positive that you
I'm
did, in
positive I
fact.
did too.
But I was also wanted to add, in some strategic planning processes, I like this community involvement. They also have focus groups. You could make it bigger if you wanted
too, and to involve
We'd want to
more.
meet here in this space. I
Absolutely.
think that's really important.
And the more people that are here in this space, the better, because they'll see how inadequate it is.
Well, we could just set up a variety of meetings and say 15 or 20 people max or something.
Well, we have a new, I did have someone from the state come and
Okay.
give us
Oh, for the
a
code?
max. Yeah.
Yes,
For
like square
they
footage.
came.
Yeah, they did. It was great. I think it's 30, and he was soup. I think he was being very generous just to make sure that we didn't
Yeah.
encounter a
Good.
problem.
Well, good for you. Okay. Well, so it's
Well,
official.
just another thought about, I mean, there's also an argument to be made to doing outreach where gatherings are already happening.
Yeah.
So, like the coffee clutch is pretty well attended. You've got the, and a lot of overlap between coffee clutch and Tai Chi. You've also got people who go to Guild Community Church. I mean, those standing engagements might be a good place to go table or to say, hey, we're here because we want to do outreach and hear from you, your thoughts about how our library could serve your needs better. Because getting people to come to the building at a specific time may not
Yeah.
be as successful as meeting people where they are when they're
I would
already
like
at.
to hear to man a table for suggestions at the coffee clutch, if that's an idea that people would be open to, because I love chatting. And also, I'm a work from home mom. Bring the lady with me. We set up, and I love just yapping away. And I'm always talking to people anyway about these things. I'll be like, what do you think about expanding X, Y, and Z? Or why did you move here? And asking them, and then having them provide information. And then I go, oh, wow, brain blast. Exactly the person to connect you to. But also, like, if we did that for the library, I'd be really happy to do it.
Yeah, I went to this cool webinar about strategic planning, and one of the things they were saying was, like you were saying, Jeanette, to have people that are in the different spaces invite people to participate. So you know how it makes a big difference who invites you to
It's so true.
participate in something. And then the challenge of inviting people that are not already very connected to the library, you know, like at the coffee clutch, it's already a lot of library patrons. And that's awesome as an example. But if we can think of examples
School.
where school, it's surprising how many families at the school
Have
are
no
not
idea.
library patrons. So school is a really good place.
They
Also,
might think their kids get library at school, so
I think they do think that. And I'll say, like, personally, as my kids have gotten older and our lives are much more in Brattleboro, we actually small. Like, I have a membership at Brookfield.
Oh, no, a lot of people do. It's
But
a
it's where your
terrific
life
library.
is.
It's great that you work.
I know, as far as like, yeah, that strategic planning piece, I have so many ideas about ways to connect the school more, but again, the space is limiting and the staffing, it is a big piece of it.
And it's interesting to think about what it means to be in a community that is so close to a larger community that we all drive to get our groceries, or more than one. You know, if you're going, there'd be lots of directions that you could go. So it does.
I know. I was almost like, what if the library was in Algiers? Is that, it's like a terrible, I would never want to move it, but people would maybe go more often. But
People
then you get people
accessing.
from other sections that wouldn't. Maybe,
Yeah,
I don't
like
know.
Stillbird. Up
Yeah.
in
Yeah.
Sweet Pond Road.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because as Southern Guilfordites, I know many neighbors who never ever come because they're like, what am I going
Get
to
the left, go
horseshoe
for Center
around?
Road. Yeah.
Put a road through the mountain.
It
That's what I
takes
say.
the same amount of time, or maybe even a little bit longer, for me to drive here than to go to Brooks.
It does.
Makes sense.
It's like
It's 25 to here, it's 20
a
there.
little closer to get to Brooks.
It's interesting. Yeah. And we have many patrons that carry cards at Brooks, and there's never any bad feelings about it.
It's
It's a
okay.
great
Thank you for your
library.
confession, Emily.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like a
And
human.
they have a significantly larger collection than we do,
Absolutely.
if you're just talking about access to.
I think something that we have going for us, though, is that like all these baby group people are coming from Halifax and all these other places who don't have libraries. And then they're like, are you going to charge me for this card? And Amber goes, no. This one's free. This one's on the house because they think that they're going to have to be charged, like, but
like
they are at
well, the
Berks.
trustees made a decision many, many years ago that
That
we were going to
anyone.
stay true to Guilford Free
Love.
Library.
Yes.
It was
I
great.
remember that conversation. That was a long time ago.
And cut
Well,
for it. Brooks only started charging recently, the last 20 years.
More like 30 years.
I
Because
don't
Ben,
think
he was
so.
little and I was paying.
But it wasn't that huge amount of money
I don't know,
in
but you still have to
any
pay
case.
something. You have to pay something. Which I think makes sense. You have to pay for what you're providing.
There's been discussions in the Catamount Library Network meetings about having about what it would look like to allow patrons to move between libraries. And that would, I don't know, no one, it just it has come up as an idea. Fines have been, people have let go of fines. And I wondered what would it look like to let go of non-resident fees. And for bigger libraries, that would mean a lot of people going to those libraries. And for smaller libraries, they wondered, would people come to my library anymore? So it's interesting, but a conversation that's not that is held in our consortia. So by forward-thinking librarians that are trying to make it easier for people to get access to material, that's the idea.
Well, I know we can't solve all this, but I do think that we should, first of all, hold on to this idea that we need to reach the community and folks we don't normally see or talk to. Okay. And I think this is really a great idea of where groups are already gathering, in addition to, I think, getting people here as well. I mean, I would do a dual focus.
Yeah, do we want to have some sort of formal campaign about doing
Yeah, and but I wouldn't,
should there be somebody
for me, but I
that
think
wants to
probably
be the
because I'm shut
organizer?
down about it, I wouldn't frame it around we need, to build a building. We need to.
No, it'd be
Right.
important to know what questions we're asking.
Exactly. Exactly. And why are we doing this? Yeah, but we're really doing it to bring people into getting to know us and getting to appreciate what we bring to them, what the library brings to the community.
Well, you could say we're working on our n next strategic plan and we're trying to
That's
gather
good.
information
That's good.
on how
I
to.
think
Yeah, that's
that's
good. I like that.
That's specific. That's
Yeah,
where, that's why
I
we're,
like that. Yeah,
And I
that
think
was enough.
it circles back to what role do we see for this library in terms of serving the community? Because we'll never have a big collection like the Brooks, it may not, we can't be everything to our community because we just don't have the bandwidth to do that. So it really is trying to think about what our specific mission to the community is, and then that's going to drive, what our programming needs would look like. Are we going to try to reach every age group or not? Or just a kind of identifying who we want to be in the community.
Yeah, that's good. I think if we came up with a few questions, like there's an event at school on April 1st that's an arts night, it would be like we could definitely
Nice.
have a table there. Or we just have to
Nice.
confirm with our principal, but I'd be working with that.
Yeah, have a table and that
That would
would
be
be
a
nice.
lot of things.
Yeah, that's
Good
really
to get
nice.
information from.
Yeah.
And John, the older homeschooling group, do they have a regular gathering time or
The teen
yeah,
group,
like your
yeah,
guys, your dad.
it's been a little what's the word, tenuous. They were for a long time meeting at the Boys and Girls Club regularly, a teen group, and but then a number of them enrolled in school, and then the numbers went way down, and then it costs a lot more to rent the space, and became hard. So it's a little bit of a it's a very loose group right now.
Those Mondays, right? Sometimes that you need.
That's a Wednesday group. There is another group that the Guilford group meets on Mondays. But we are no longer a part of that group.
Yeah.
This week
I'm just
we
thinking
started
when we think of Barrett, like the coffee clutch,
yeah,
and what are groups that
didn't
are
move
already
with us.
meeting? I have many. Number one, somebody from the Vermont Department of Health came and was just like trying to get ideas from our baby group recently. And I was like, this is an awesome idea that you came here for just like health reasons. She talked about so many different things that I didn't even know about, from like, you know, environmental toxins to different stuff. And we were all like, I want this, and this.
Yes.
And somebody else did that for like bringing, what's the word? A new energy and pizzazz to Brattleboro, because they want all these young people to move here. And so there's like this small informal group called the Brattleboro Littles Alliance that I'm now a part of, because we at Baby Group were talking about all these ideas of this person who used to come to Baby Group, who now I guess is a grad. This is a lot of details. Basically, she came and was like picking our brains and making this whole list, which we then made into a survey to send out to our many group chats, of being like, if you want some of these things that you highlighted in the group, pick your top five, and we will then take them to Brattleboro's town manager and be like, here you go. You know, here are some things that you could do to improve the lives of young families. And because I'm already involved in that, there is a lot of response on the survey that's like library timings and things. And I hear, at least for Brooks, that like people wish it was open earlier, because them opening I think at 10 or something, and then you have to drive there and drive, if you, especially if you live in Guildford, like your kid falls asleep or something. So just like these little things timing wise where you see, okay, this is this person's specific situation, but then it does inform like our own timing and our own hours. And that's why like I brought up about story time too, because I'm like, okay, if enough people say this, I'm like, okay, but then also enough people said it the first time, and that's why it's crossed out on the board in town center to be 2 p.m. You know, and it, like you can tell that somebody in the past has like put a piece of paper over it and been like,
It's
we've
been
changed
many
this.
different times.
Yes.
Yes.
We've changed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is to say, I could at Baby Group, which happens on Mondays from 11 to 12:30, do like a, I'm coming as a library trustee, and if you guys have any ideas as attendees of
That'd be
Guildford
great.
Library story time or something. And then also there's a Tuesday play group. These are both at Winston Proudey. And I could pick people's minds. But those people are more Brattleboro. So I'm thinking about ways to get involved in Guildford, because I don't go, you know, my kid's not even
Well,
two,
maybe
so
at
don't go to the
story time
school.
here,
Yeah.
you could,
Or baby group on Sundays. Be like, you
I
guys
think
have any ideas?
folks who are coming, that's what we
Are
really
we doing
want
like
here.
a,
Just what ideas do you have, or do we want to have more of a targeted, like,
I think
here's
that's a really
a,
good
like,
idea.
here's
Yeah.
the list
Yeah.
of, list is a good
Yeah, I
idea,
need a
because,
script.
like,
You know, I'm going to go off it. But anyway.
what are,
Yeah.
out of these 10
Yes.
ideas for
Yeah.
things that we could
That's
work
good.
on, what are your top three,
Yes.
or something like that? So maybe we need to have another session and figure out, give ourselves more guidance and specifics for going forward with going out to the community.
Maybe this is something we can work on and bring to the next meeting.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah. The art school arts night is
Like
April
next time.
1st.
All
April
right.
1st. So,
Yeah, I'm gonna hit
okay.
that.
If we want to
Yeah.
hit it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that already exists is the survey.
Sure.
Yeah.
The survey was really not designed to address what you're, let me send it to you all and see what you think.
Okay.
It asks about weaknesses and strengths.
It does, yeah, it does.
And that's
I'm
what we're kind of.
plenty of people who haven't responded to it.
Oh yeah.
Art school.
It's more long form though. I think the questions are very open-ended. So it would just depend on what you're trying to do. But again, we'll send it to you.
Did you feel in that there was like a summary from the surveys where you were like, people really want X, Y, and
So
Z?
you did summarize, Amber, and I kept
Yeah,
thinking, what
sure.
about
Well, I
Amber?
wrote about it in the town report. And
Yes.
people really love this library that use
Yeah.
it. And they primarily said that they like to check out books.
Yeah. Yeah, I was amazed at that.
It
Yeah.
was very consistent. I like to check out books and from the library. And
Yeah.
I
people that had kids very much appreciated the after school programs and the summer camp, and said, wouldn't it be, and many people said it would be nice to have more space because of this. But a lot of people also said, it's so cute and
Welcoming.
cozy. Welcoming. There were a lot of great comments about it, the staff being welcoming, which was very appreciated. Yeah, I can send it to you, but I don't think that you'll be surprised. But maybe you would be surprised by people saying, I really like the books. I don't know.
Do you think it'd be useful at the arts night? Because that's before we meet again.
I think that anything at the arts night is going to have to be really fast because
It's
you have
too
to
long
behave
form for
yourself.
that. There's too
That's
much.
going to have to be like a short.
Like almost a
You know,
multiple
like
choice.
multiple choice, right? Like how what's
Like how
your
much do you
involvement
pay
with the
for?
library? Eight choices, whatever.
Yeah, people aren't going to have time to.
And we're working on our strategic plan. Out of this list of things, what are the things that you would
That are important to
that are
you.
important to you?
So what is the list of things? You should come up with that.
Programming, expanding the collection, expanding the building. Those are the categories, really, right? What else?
For hours, if you
Hours.
people have any thoughts about hours.
I mean, you could be specific with programming too.
That's just stepping one step forward, like one step at a
And it
time.
feels like a rush too. I mean, that is coming right up to
It's just that you
this
just said
spring
it's not
here.
like a ton of people to be
It's
there.
good. Well, I think it needs somebody.
We can't just
To
have this
coordinate,
secretary we need to have somebody say, I will take on the task of creating this
if I
thing, this survey or this new kind of.
April what? April 2nd, so she's
April Fool's Day.
I would want to check with my principal to see if like so I'll be a teacher and a parent at that night, but I could maybe man a table, and I bet Sandra Cortez, we could get her to step
That's a
in
nice
and
idea.
man a
That's a nice
table for
idea.
a little while,
That's a nice idea.
just to gather information. So if that's the case, I feel like it could be pretty simple,
I would
right?
think, like you said, really simple. I love
Would
that
you like me to draft something and then email it to everyone?
That would be great.
Let's do that. Keep it simple because I think it's taking the energy from tonight and we're working with it.
Rather
And
than being
it's
like, do we want to do
easy to
that?
have things kind of dangling out here, but it's not putting anything on you, Amber. And I
Yes,
love
I could
asking.
feel
I
your
didn't know,
voice.
like, please.
Don't
No.
volunteer. That's what you're saying in your head. Don't volunteer to make the
But
survey.
going to.
It ever evolved in a moment that
Right.
it was landing in your lap. You just say, I can't take that on.
Right, but we could offer it here for the folks that are our patrons.
Exactly. That's a
But
very
I
good
think, great
point.
idea.
So if one's created, we can
Emma, that would be
have it
great.
here too.
Yeah,
And
no problem. I think it'll be
that's
pretty
great.
simple, but there are probably things that I won't think of. So I'll just create a little form that people can
And
add
just
to
send that.
also.
That's good. And potentially the end result could be something that Megan, you would take to the coffee crotch,
Or baby
right?
group.
Both.
Right, yeah.
Wherever.
Yeah,
I'll
and I
keep it
think
in
it
my
would
back
be
pocket.
great for us all to try to think about places that where we would reach people that are not our
Thrift
base.
store, maybe. Well, I'm thinking that, yeah, Thrift
Like
store.
just setting up that.
I was thinking about that in warmer months, close enough outside for picnic tables. Do you have a minute to talk about the Guildford Library? That's what I would say. So people would come over to me.
Oh, you're bold.
And then I get a bowl of pins that say, I love my librarian, and I'll put it there and say, take pin. And I would wear one.
And you'd have your cute kid with you.
I would. And people would come over to see her, you know, they always do. They got a lot to
It's just like
say.
having a really cute dog. You get to meet
Pat her
people.
on the head, stuff like that.
She'd be nice. Yes, that's her. All right, so this is good. And we have our next board meeting. So we're going to keep working on this. And that sounds great. And John, you'll be at the lead.
So we have
I mean, we'll do it together.
two meetings before the Joy Orland comes from the library,
It would,
departments of libraries, right?
right. And
Yeah.
I am going to check with her to see if she leads a SWOT
Good.
analysis, right? I can
Good.
ask
Very
her.
well
Great.
known
Could ask
report.
her. Yeah, I'm sure. I just
Yeah.
don't, you know, you
Yeah.
never
You
know.
never know.
You got
Yeah.
it. Wouldn't want to surprise, you know, Richard wasn't willing to just do it. I think she would want to know, and I don't know if that's in her bailiwick of things that she does. I think she wants to be very supportive of me in this process because it's a small, you know, it's unique to come up with a strategic plan when you have two staff members.
Yeah.
It's just a different theme, right? I don't mean to be, I'm not trying to be funny.
But you are.
Okay.
You can't help it.
No. So I can check with her, and then we haven't scheduled a time or a day yet.
We better do that.
So we should do
Maybe
Oh,
by.
it's not on June 15th. Well, we have a meeting scheduled, but she would be coming from away. And so I haven't asked her yet because we were talking about
That's right.
having a
We were talking
different
about.
time. So I don't know
Right.
what all
Because
what you
how long
want.
do these things normally take for a strategic plan creation?
The
Few hours,
last one
two
we did,
hours.
it was
Or is
maybe
it
like 2 hours
Okay,
long.
2 hours.
And that's the whole hook. That's the whole
But
hook.
then our regular meetings take 2 hours
Because nobody wants to
or an hour
come
and a
in.
half.
Right.
Right. So if it, I think it would be challenging for her to come here and then have it end at 8 p.m. And although she's a musician, she's used
She's
to,
raging.
I don't know about that. She's a horn
What,
player,
just
isn't
ask
she?
her
Yeah, I will ask.
what
Just
the
asking.
latest our meeting could be for her to be comfortable going home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, would we for our June 15th meeting combine a meeting like this and then our strategic plan together? Because that would be a lot
I
of
think we would
planning.
do the 15-minute turbocharged business.
We did
Yeah.
that. Yeah, it
Exactly.
worked. It
Exactly.
totally worked.
Yeah.
Okay. It
Yeah.
was on the minute, actually. I was a little worried, John.
I know, please. I did. Trying to
You
ring
start
myself
kicking
up.
your feet under the
Now
table.
you get to kick
Wrap it
that
up,
cat
buddy.
over towards
You're
the end.
great. Okay, so I feel like we
You
need to
have a
include
plan.
these people.
Yes. Yes, I think we're.
How are you feeling in internet world?
Josh and Jeanette, the two J's.
I'm on internet world all day long. It feels like real world to me, so I feel fine.
Oh,
But I
I'm
just
sorry to hear that.
again, I enjoy getting the wages from that job, so I'm happy with
Keep telling yourself that. That's good.
Totally get that
And
feeling.
Jeanette, you're sick?
Yes, she has a
Yes, I
cold.
have a bad cold, but it's improving. Today is the first day I've actually had some brain function in about a week, so this is good.
Bummer. Get
Yeah,
better.
I
You'll
am.
feel
I'm
better.
getting, yeah.
Good. Good. Good.
Ginger tea.
Yeah,
Yeah.
ginger tea.
The
That's
good
good.
stuff.
Good. So,
Should
all
we
right. So we'll just
close?
wait. Yeah, we'll just wait to hear, Emma about the questionnaire, whatever we want to call
I would like to encourage everyone to, we can communicate with email. Is that allowed or is
We're not
there?
allowed to make any decisions.
You can't.
But not a decision, but we
Well,
have.
you can't. You shouldn't have a discussion about library matters. You can have a discussion about scheduling a meeting
Can we
or
email
something.
about a questionnaire?
So what should happen is Emma should send it to everybody, and everybody, when they respond, only respond to Emma and don't respond to the group.
Okay. And we could also think about the strategic plan ideas, goals, right? And as they come to us, instead of waiting till we meet again,
And while things
we could
percolate.
email each other.
Yeah. Oh, and capture them, write it down
Right.
when things appear. Yeah, that's good. Good.
Okay, I move that we adjourn.
Sure.
I'm taking off my president co-chair hat.
Whoa.
Oh, thank you for your
After
service.
all these years.
Before we end, we have to say, yeah,
Yeah, me
you've been doing
too.
that for so long.
How long?
Thank you,
Oh,
Laura.
dear.
You're a legend.
Really
25, 30 years.
Yeah. We're very happy.
I have no idea how long, but I've been on the board since you said
1987.
Wow.
Wow.
Right?
Do you know how old I was?
Oh.
Before 1980.
Wow.
Oh, negative 10.
Yeah.